Welcome to the podcast series, Interest Rates with Mates, with Colin, Todd, Sean, Jody, and Sarah. I didn't tell you about that bit, did I?
No.
It's my little
That's quite the intro.
It's my little breaking news
awesome.
It's awesome. Intro.
Yeah, well done.
Love it.
Breaking news, the cash rate has come in for March and it has held again. Thank goodness for that. Cash rate's still holding 4.35.
Yep.
So that was same as the beginning of February.
February.
Yep. Yeah. So things are looking good in terms of what we do for our role here as a mortgage broker. Because I know, you know, past 12 months it was always like, what's the RBA going to do? Are they going to hold? Are they going to go up?
It was pretty much a rise every month, wasn't it?
Well, though, it was 13, at one point. Yeah. 13 rises in 15 months.
Yep.
That's a lot.
And that's why we became big advocates for pre-approvals, because it was so important to lock in that assessment rate and it, you know, literally held the client for 90 days.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Interesting news this week about different economists and people sharing their views to what interest rates are going to happen over the next 6 to 12 months.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, we had CBA come out last week, and what they were forecasting 6 interest rate cuts over the course of the next 15 months. A reduction in the cash rate by 1.5% by July next year,
which is huge.
Big. Yeah, big news. But we'll just. Discussing off air that almost already feels like old news. Like
it really does.
You know, the Fed Reserve came out with a bit more of a, a bit less optimistic view in that regard. And then we've had a few other economists, you know, talking about the pressure on the cost of housing and things like that here that, you know, may keep inflation pressures a bit higher than expected. I don't know. It's really hard. There's a new news article, a new opinion out every few days at the moment.
I think that's why they extended their meetings out to every 6 weeks.
6 weeks, yeah.
That's right.
Because every 4 weeks is just too hard.
And, yeah.
You know, and inflation is a funny thing because it's actually a hindsight indicator. You know, inflation is where we were 18 months ago.
That's right.
So they've got to try and predict where we'll be in 18 months from now. And, I wouldn't want to be in those shoes trying to make that kind of prediction.
Even look at fuel prices last week. Like, fuel prices went through the roof there the other week. I see they're coming a bit more under control now, but, like, that all feeds into it as well. Like, you know, and we've got no choice there. No. We have to fuel up. Yeah, like, it's not as if we can say, oh, I'm not going to fill up my car for 3 months. And we've got no choice there.
Yeah. And it's almost whenever these announcements come out, the RBA governor puts out a disclaimer, and I'm just reading this one today. While there are encouraging signs that inflation is moderating, the economic outlook remains uncertain.
Yeah.
And I feel like they do that every single time they do
that. Except that they rarely use the word uncertain. When you look back at the previous, documents that they put out, those words are very valuable and very fragile, and uncertain is one of those things that they don't ever – they want to say, nothing to see here, move along.
That's right. They also
They are very conservative. They also said in that same thing, Sean, they're not ruling anything in or out. And but they did drop the warning over future rate rises, which is something that has always been in every other statement except for this one. So, I think you can take confidence in the fact that it'll at least remain stable for a bit of time. Yep.
And again, we've spoken about this before that, you know, went up in 0.25 increments. Mm. It's not going to come down in 0.25 increments.
Right.
It might be a 0.1 here or 0.15 there if we're lucky.
Yeah. So, it's like owing the tax office money. If you owe them money, they're chasing you straight away. If they owe you money, can take a while for them to pay you back.
Yep.
Or even if the RBA does move in 0.25 increments, the banks probably won't.
They'll probably pass
on 0.1 or 0.15.
But that's a good chance to chat to us too, because if there are some banks that are moving and others aren't, that could be an opportunity where we can save people some money.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's part of what we do here at Mason Finance Group as well, is review your loan every 12 months regardless of what happens with interest rates. But if interest rates do come down, you know, in 6 months, nothing stops us reviewing that rate in 6 months as well.
Mm. So true.
Look, I do think, though, I think, like, we're in for a long pause now.
I was going to say, what's your prediction?
Yeah, Tom? I reckon not that my prediction really matters. I'm the same as every other economist out there.
Valid,
like,
totally valid.
Everyone's got an opinion. But, look, I think, yeah, rises are out of the question now. I think the next move will be down. It's just when. I'm still saying August. I reckon around August we'll have our first cut. And look, let's hope that that CBA's economist team are correct. 6 interest rate cuts would be great, and it would stimulate more growth and more housing. So, and that's what the market needs. It needs more housing, more supply to meet the demand. But yeah, I don't think we need to worry about any interest rate rises anytime soon. Yep. I think we're definitely at the peak of the cycle.
Yep. Sarah, what do you think?
Yeah, look, I have a very similar view to Todd in terms of timing, but I think it maybe the positive impacts in terms of interest rates for our clients, if people are actively looking, I think potentially the net outcome might be the same as it is now, because I think that prices will then be pushed up by more people getting into the market. We can't forget there's going to be tax cuts coming in June, which will help raise everyone's borrowing capacity. Hopefully, maybe towards the end of the year. I know we're all secretly hoping that we might see a change in the assessment rate, which for everyone at home is the buffer that banks use when they're assessing your ability to repay your loan. So right now there's about a 3% assessment rate buffer, which means that if your real interest rate is 6%, the bank won't approve you for the loan unless you can evidence your ability to repay at 9%, which is a huge difference, right?
So if we're talking, no more rate cuts, why should the bank be assessing you on 9% if it's never going to? So
yeah, exactly.
They're not going to get to
when rates were at 2%. That was sensible, but it's not sensible now in this market.
No.
And historically, rates, like if you look back over 30 or 40 years, the median rate is around about 7.5%. So assessing on 9% is a little bit overkill.
Yep,
it is. How low do we all think rates are going to fall? What do we think is going to become the new
norm?
Not
much. No. I feel like we need to be careful about that too. Like when clients ask me, like, and some people are being told that rates are going to go back to 2%. Like that's just ludicrous. I reckon, 5%, 4.5%, 5% is going to be like the new normal. 100%. It's the long term, new long term average.
I think so too. I think the RBA and I guess Australia more generally has learned our lesson about the negative flow on effects of rates being, crazily low. It just doesn't bode well.
We've already seen I was running these numbers with Cole this morning, since the 1st of January, MFG, Mason Finance Group, has done about 336 applications. 80% of that is purchases. So people understanding what their borrowing capacity is, they feel more comfortable. They may have gone and get a second job in the past 6 months to help with that borrowing. So we're seeing a lot more purchases coming through, which is good.
Because we're right at the top of the interest rate cycle.
Yep.
So they know that their capacity is truly their capacity right now. And so they feel confident that, okay, so if you tell me this is what I can borrow to get an investment property.
And it's not going to get worse.
No, that's right. Although bear in mind, we are very small, Australia compared to like the global economic outlook. And at the moment we've got the most expensive stock market since 1989 on our hands. Uh-huh. And the US have just announced, like Todd mentioned before, they're a little bit more cautious with their interest rate outlook and that sort of thing. So, the economists that you talk to that look at more of that macro environment level, they're talking about some speed bumps ahead. So I think that can impact our interest rates here and cut them further, when we need to have that stimulus. So it'll be interesting to see where we sit on that global stage as well down the track.
Yep.
Well, as we said, always big advocates for pre-approval. So if you are wanting to come have a chat with us and understand what your borrowing capacity is, we've got plenty of brokers that can help you out.
Absolutely.
We do.
Very good. RBA is meeting every 6 weeks now, so we'll be doing another podcast and hopefully
6 weeks time.
6 weeks, might see a decrease.
Another pause.
I like your optimism.
Colin's not here today. So.
The optimist.
Yeah, he is. All right. Thanks, team.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to this episode of our podcast. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed creating it for you. If you have any feedback, questions, or suggestions for future topics, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. All of these episodes are available to download for free wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, take care.